till 8. This is Sports Today.
Time now to have a chat to a young man who's seen the light and returned to Western Australia. He was drafted to Geelong. We're talking about a bloke who began his career down at the South Fremantle Football Club in the WAFL and got his lifeline into the AFL competition. Shane Kirsten joins us from the Fremantle Dockers. Shane, welcome, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, what was it like, tell me, being taken away from home at a young age, taken out of your comfort zone with no family and no friends and being parked down at Geelong?
Oh, it was a big move, one that I had no idea about at the time, but I'm very thankful that I got the opportunity to play football at the Geelong Football Club, and here I am now at the Fremantle Football Club, so it's going to be something a little bit different to what I've been used to over the past 5 years, but something I'm looking forward to.
Mate, how did they set you up down there in Geelong? Because, you know, I know that West Coast and Fremantle have foster families that basically look after a few of the youngsters when they're, you know, pretty much straight out of school, straight into an AFL system. How did it work for you down at Geelong?
Yeah, so funnily enough, Joel Hamling and I were both drafted together, and I know there's been a little bit of talk about the two of us. We actually moved into a host parent house together, and I was looked after a 65-year-old lady that I still have a very good relationship to this day. So she looked after us, did our washing, cooked us dinner, cleaned our room. It was better than living at home, to be honest.
So what happened when your mate ended up having to go to another footy club? What happened then?
Yeah, well, we only spent the first year at Geelong in that host parent, and then we actually moved out together. So, we actually lived together on our own, and then, yeah, he obviously shipped off to the Bulldogs, and I was stuck there in Geelong.
Since this is the first time, Shane, you've spoken, you know, about your move back to Fremantle, there's several things that you've already touched on that I'd like to expand ever so slightly. If Joel Hamling hadn't been thinking of coming back and going to Fremantle, would you have been as keen to head back to Fremantle as well?
To be brutally honest, I don't think my decision had anything to do with what Joel was ever going to do. And then obviously it changed a little bit for Joel with circumstances he was put in at the end of the season. So I'd put a bit of thought into it during the year. And obviously at the end of the year, I had the necessary conversations with the certain people that I had to. And I came to the conclusion that it was the best place for me to play my football in the future, and I'm happy that I made that decision.
How far out from the end of the season did you actually think, well, I might head back home? And we all started to hear some of those whispers, and it looked like Fremantle. So how far out? Because you still finished up playing 17 games on the season, and as late as round 22, you're in the seniors.
Yeah, so I had a little bit of thought through the year that something like this might have popped up, and it wasn't until probably the back part of the season that I really gave it some thought and some serious thought about whether I'd like to come back and continue my football back here or not. And then it was probably during the whole final series, obviously, I missed out, and I'm pretty disappointed that that was the case, but that's past us now, so yeah, it was probably through December and early October that I come to my decision, and I'm very happy with it.
So you've come to your decision, yet your deal didn't get done till really late. Were you anxious? Did you think that it wasn't going to happen?
Joel and I actually booked to go to Bali the start of the second week of trade period. So we jumped off the plane, and Joel's deal had gone through, and he had only made his decision that he was coming back on the Saturday, so he was pretty happy that he'd got done, and I started to wonder whether I was going to get back here or not. And then when it all went through, it was a bit of relief. So, all in all, I'm happy it got done.
Did you grow up, can I ask, as a Fremantle supporter? Did you barrack for West Coast, or did you barrack for somebody else?
I'm actually from Victoria, so I was born in Victoria and moved to WA when I was a a little kid, so I was a Bombers supporter growing up, but always had a soft spot for the Dockers.
You have to say that now, anyway. How do you expect to fit into their forward line? And have you had a good chat with Ross Lyon at some stage? I believe you guys before that particular Saturday, you just confided you had lunch with Ross on the Cappuccino Strip, and Joel was with you. So did Ross give you much idea of how you'll all fit into a fairly new look forward line at Fremantle?
It was more just a leisurely chat, getting to know each other. That was the first time I'd ever met Ross, and I'm sure it was the same situation for Joel. So It was more just a leisurely chat with him and Chris Bond, just getting to know each other and just get a feel for things. So I'm sure we'll have those discussions in the near future and see what that looks like going forward. But as of yet, I'm a little unsure.
As a bloke that's going to earn his keep on kicking goals, you're a bit worried about Fremantle's defensive reputation?
I had this question earlier, actually. To be honest, whatever they go with, I'm not sure what game. Like, I'm not one to sit there and analyse other teams' on-field game plan during the year when I'm watching footy or anything. I'll just watch it for leisure. So that's nothing that's worried me. Whatever game plan they put in front of me, myself and any other new guys that rock up to the club will adapt, and that's the way we'll go about things. So I'm happy with whatever's put in front of me, to be honest.
Mate, you played your junior footy as a forward. You played for WA as a forward. You've been at Geelong as a forward. Have you played anywhere else throughout your younger days up until this point in your career?
I did play in the ruck when I was younger, but that's because I've been this size since I was about 11 years old. So that probably sounds a little bit fun. But yeah, you won't see me running around in the ruck anytime soon.
No, but what sort of tank have you got? I mean, have you got some flexibility? I mean, have you thought about, or is it maybe in the thinking of Fremantle's that, you know, you might be used down back at some stage, or are you just, you know, you just thinking that I'm a forward and this is where I've got to play my best footy?
Look, to be honest, I'll come in with an open mind, and wherever they want me to play or need me to play, whenever it may be, I'm open to doing that. But yeah, it comes off the back of having good pre-seasons, and the thing that's in the forefront of my mind at the moment is just cracking in the pre-season at the start, getting to know my teammates, the game plan, just familiarising myself with the football club, and yeah, put my best foot forward over the next couple of months.
Do you know you played Geelong in round one?
Yeah, I did see that when the fixture came out a week or so ago, so that could be interesting.
Are they a team of sledges, the Geelong boys?
Or? They will be now.
yeah, there is a few quality sledges in that team. There's a few that have left, but there's still a couple left. So
and what about...
If it happens that I do...
And what about, and look, I know you've left there now, so we've seen the same emotion pour out of Fremantle with the departure of Matthew Pavlich and Michael Barlow, who has not been able to get a new contract there. What about Jimmy Bartell and Corey Enright and those two blokes that you have rubbed shoulders with over the last few years? What did you learn from them?
Yeah, look, they're two unbelievable players and unbelievable human beings. They've had stellar careers, and while I was there, I just tried to suck up as much as I could, whether it was doing extras after training or going out for coffee with them, just getting as much information out as I could. We'd do extra sessions in the computer room and that sort of thing. So they were great, not only for myself, but for a lot of the young blokes at the football club, and I think everyone's benefited for them being around.
Carl's touched on what you might expect verbally from your ex-Geelong teammates in round one. I can assure you, I don't reckon you'll be their main target because Hayden Ballantyne stayed there and the Geelong defenders don't seem to like Hayden. So you might not be the main target. Who are you looking forward to? Just one final one from me, Shane. Who are you looking forward to most playing alongside at Fremantle, your new team?
To be honest, everyone, it's going to be exciting. From what I've seen, they're a young team. They've lost a little bit of experience over this off season, but there's a lot of young guys, and from looking afar, it looks very exciting. The forward line's going to be something different to what I have played in the past. I'm not sure when I'll get that opportunity, but I'll be doing everything in my power this pre-season to make sure I'm up and going, and the likes of Fife and Sandlands and Michael Johnson and the likes of those kind of blokes will be invaluable to play alongside because they've got so much experience in the AFL. So, yeah, it'll just be exciting to get out there with a new bunch of guys and a challenge that I'm looking forward to.
Now, what sort of character are you, mate? Are you one of these extroverts that loves to get out and attract a bit of attention, or do you like to stay a little bit quiet? Are you good at geeing up the group prior to the game? How do you fit in this category?
No, I'm a pretty quiet bloke until I'm pretty comfortable around blokes. So, for the time being, I'll be pretty quiet and sitting back and observing, and I don't think you'll see me being a larrikin too often too soon.
So the answer to the real question is you're not much like Carl Langdon. So you won't have blonde hair 1 week, red hair, green hair the week after. No. So that's what you wanted to know, Carl. Are you like me? Why didn't you just say, hey, Shane, are you like me?
No, not just like me. There's blokes in footy clubs, as you would probably be aware, Shane, over there at Geelong. There are some that do a little bit of the talking and get it going and like to try and crank up the volume a little bit different to others. So just trying to find out. That's all.
Yeah, no, there's a few of them over there, but no, that's definitely not me, that's for sure.
Good on you, mate. Well, we appreciate your time tonight. All the best. Hope your pre-season goes well. As you said, that's really important in getting that fitness base, and we look forward to seeing you in action in the Dockers jumper. Cheers.
No drama. Thanks for having me, guys.